the Devil's Advocates. We drink when we toast. We toast when we drink.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, the 4 o'clock happy hour. It rolls on. More fine guests. Want to thank our last one, Matt Rothschild. He's Batman. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And most importantly, he's a friend and a drinking companion of the Devil's Advocates. And Dom, we've been joined by a new fine guest here at the table. She is the Wisconsin State Treasurer. She is a candidate for the U.S. Senate. We'd like to think she's a friend of ours as well. Sarah Godlewski, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me. It's so great to actually do an event in person.
Yes.
And I mean, I feel like, Mike, I have to formally say happy belated birthday.
Because
didn't you just have a birthday a couple days
as
ago?
As did Dominic.
Yes, Dom did
yes.
too?
Can you believe it?
Where's
yes.
the cake? I mean, I guess around on
he
me.
Ate it already.
I'm yes. more of a pie we'll guy.
Okay.
Jim brought cannolis. There's cannolis if you're
nice.
If you're friendly.
If I'm friendly,
you got to be friendly to the former U.S. attorney in the crowd.
Yeah,
there.
I believe me. Okay, I like it.
Sarah, obviously a world tour this summer, starting off with a bang. You've declared your candidacy, and you'd like to be the opponent of Ron Johnson. Yeah, everybody wants. Well, Fox would like to see.
Everybody wants to be Ron Johnson. I mean, he's always like that guy, you know.
But Sarah, before you can do that, of course, you've got to beat the Democrats, and it's a growing field. Pick a couple of issues. How would you distinguish yourself from your Democratic opponents? What are your favored issues? What would you advocate for first?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the question. Mike is like asking, "Who's your favorite kid?" Because there's so many issues that progressives,
not Dominic.
I know, that progressives in our state really care about. You know, for me as the state treasurer, I have to talk about economic security, because I'll be honest, we saw after this past pandemic how hard it is for working families and working Wisconsinites to survive. I mean, whether it is women or people of color, literally, we have the lowest record of women in the workplace. The last time we saw this number was in the 1980s. And you ask why?
Wow.
It's because women had to make a decision between, you know, taking care of their kids or their jobs or taking care of a family member, and they had to leave. They had no other option. And so I think this comes back to, we've got to start having policies like paid family leave and affordable child care. And I am sick of people. Yeah, we can talk about that. I am sick of people saying, you know, Sarah, that's a luxury. That's a nice to have. For who? It's not nice to have. It's an absolute essential to make sure that working families can have a leg up. I mean, I was talking to a mom and she's like, Sarah, there are literally no affordable childcare solutions. It's actually more economical for me to not be in the workplace. And she's a nurse, which we know is an essential job that we need in Wisconsin. And she had to make the decision, do I quit my nursing job or do I take care of my kids? And for her family, she had to quit her job because it saved them money. I mean, that's not what we should be doing. We should be actually promoting her to go to work. We should be having affordable childcare options and paid family leave, for example. So that's something that I want to fight for in the U.S. Senate, because I believe right now, part of the reason why people think this is a luxury is because we don't have moms at the U.S. Senate table, and I want to change that.
Sarah, in your current role as Wisconsin State Treasurer, you've rolled out in a Take Root Wisconsin program. Hopefully I got that right.
You did.
Try to keep people in their homes, assist people in home ownership. Tell us more about that program and why you as the state treasurer, why you're able to roll this out.
Yeah, so one of my big things that I ran on for state treasurer was making sure everybody had economic security, because we know the treasurer in the past, not only was he not doing his job, he definitely wasn't helping Wisconsinites. And so home ownership is one of the best ways for Wisconsinites to build wealth. And we're actually behind the curve. I mean, we are the third worst state for communities of color to own a home. We are behind the national average with first-time homeowners and young families. And if you ask why, it's because of stagnant wages, student debt. It goes down to like affordability. And so I started this task force back in March of 2020, literally 5 days before the pandemic, because we wanted to help address this homeownership crisis. But what we discovered is literally 5 days later, the crisis hit and we're like, we got to do something now. And so one of the things that we actually did that I'm really proud of, is we created a foreclosure prevention fund. We started it because when we, yeah, I was excited about it because we don't want to learn the lessons of the past. So let's take the Great Recession of 08. We all remember that. And Milwaukee alone went from 70 property tax foreclosures to over 400. I mean, that's ridiculous. So what we did is we identified people, for example, that were at risk of property tax foreclosure during COVID, provided them resources and financial services. And I'm proud to say now we're going to launch that across the state. And that's what we just announced on Wednesday.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That Wisconsin State Treasurer and U.S. Senatorial candidate Sarah Godlewski joining us on the deck. Sarah, if you were in the Senate right now, given the circumstances, what we see going on, how would you address the infrastructure and the filibuster? And would you use reconciliation? How would you negotiate, or would you negotiate with the Republicans if you were there right now? How would you play this game?
No, it's a great question. And for starters, let's be very clear here, Dom. We got to get rid of the filibuster. I mean, we can see over and over again how we're just not able to make progress. I mean, it is clear that the filibuster has been used as a tool for conflict, not for compromise. I mean, case in point, we just saw in the U.S. Senate, the Innovation and Technology Act. And for those of you that are not aware, that's an act that's going to make us more competitive against China, because China right now is number one in manufacturing, not the United States, and they continue to beat us. Mitch McConnell signed this bill and not Ron Johnson. And so Ron Johnson's just an obstructionist, and we're going to continue to see this from the Republicans unless we get rid of the filibuster. But with regards to infrastructure, I am really proud of President Biden and his work to lay down the law when it comes to the Americans Jobs Plan. I mean, think about the things it's going to do in Wisconsin. Clean water. I mean, how many times have we talked about in Milwaukee that Black and brown communities are drinking from lead pipes? I mean, we hear this over and over again, and this is something that's finally going to fix that. Or broadband. I mean, 28% of rural Wisconsinites don't have access to broadband. That impacts telemedicine, that impacts Main Street for them. Or even we look at our roads. Do you know what our roads are rated in Wisconsin?
Well, yeah. Scott Walker said they were pretty good.
I mean, well, they are literally rated D plus maybe. And, you know, we ask Ron Johnson if he's going to sign on to that infrastructure bill, and he says no. And I'm like, maybe if the guy would get on the roads and meet with constituents, he would see how important this infrastructure bill really is. So, yeah, I think we need to do everything we can to get it done, because this is what's going to help make a difference across the state. And it's something that I think is really essential as we look at how to build the economy for the 21st century here.
So any concerns that if you're able to get rid of the filibuster, that, you know, Republicans come in, they're going to start jamming through their agenda. Is that just how it should be? Or do you think that there's something else that should be done?
You know, I thought really hard about this for a while. And I said, look, like, I'm worried that, for example, because it's not if the Republicans come in power again, it's really when. And one of the things I worry about with this is, you know, as a woman and women's access to family planning, and that would be like the first thing where they would criminalize women who had abortions or took birth control or doctors that prescribed it. But then I remembered, we all remember the famous vote for the Affordable Care Act, where literally they tried to get rid of the Affordable Care Act with a simple majority. They used reconciliation, a simple majority, to try to get rid of it. And we saw actually compromise. We saw Lisa Murkowski, Susan Connells, and the famous John McCain moment where he said, no, he wasn't going to vote to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And so I think we see, even with key issues, that we are forced to compromise and come together and ensure the protections of those important policies.
Sarah Godlewski, state treasurer, candidate for the Senate. Sarah, I recently saw a statistical breakdown of what's happened in the state of Wisconsin, talking about the electorate.
Yeah.
And really, Scott Walker woke up a sleeping giant. The recall of Scott Walker did. He woke up the Republican supportive in the Northwoods. Yeah. And when you look at who voted in 2016 for Donald Trump, it was a lot of new Republican voters, or at least low propensity voters. And Ron Johnson basically rode Trump's coattails back to the U.S. Senate. Well, Trump's not really on the ballot, but Ron Johnson's going to be on the ballot. How do you win some of the outstate, assuming you're the nominee on behalf of the Dems, Sarah? How do you win not just Madison or Milwaukee, but how do you win up north?
Well, as a fifth generation Wisconsinite from Eau Claire, I feel like those are the folks that I was talking to, for example, with, I mean, we're all one state at the end of the day, and we care about broadband. We care about clean water. And I think the other big thing that, you know, when I go home that I talk about is they're like, we're sick of politicians just showing up right before the election and shaking our hand and we never see them again. That was one of the reasons why immediately, for example, after I launched my announcement for U.S. Senate, I traveled 1,700 miles. We went to Rhinelander and Ashland and Wausau and Black River Falls and Ho-Chunk Nation, because we have to meet people where they are, and we have to build their trust now. You know, I will never forget, my mom is a public school teacher, a retired teacher from Eau Claire. She likes to say she was a victim of Act 10. She had to get out of education early. And one thing she said to me is, Sarah, now that you're a politician, and I'm like, Mom, I like